Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. Happy December. I'm Gary Zimek. Yeah, can you believe it? It is December 1st. We are just a couple of days from the beginning of the Advent season, and I thought it would be appropriate today to look at the Mass readings, or the Gospel specifically, from today's Daily Mass as we get ready in a few days to enter into Advent. The theme, reading the signs. This is similar to what we talked about a few days ago, the fact that, you know, especially depending on where you live, this is easier for somebody like me who lives on the East Coast and in the Northeast. We see the summer and then the fall really coming to an end. Not the summer, the fall coming to an end. The trees are dying, and things are shutting down for the winter. I mean, that's what we see when we look outside. So it's easy to get into this theme, this idea that our lives aren't permanent. Just like the trees lose their leaves, they wither and fade away for the winter, our lives will come to an end. And when we look at some of the readings the church chooses as the church year, the liturgical year, comes to an end, we get that reminder that our life on this earth is not permanent. It's temporary. We're going to move on to somewhere, hopefully heaven, but there, you know, we got to be careful because there is the real possibility of being condemned to hell, living apart from God for all eternity. And that's not something that we want to do. So the church wants to remind us to make sure we keep following Jesus every day. We keep following the teachings of his church, and we make sure that we're living in a way that he wants us to live. So we're going to hear reminders like this. Today's gospel, again, as we head into Advent, you're going to hear a lot about being ready, waiting, in the next several weeks during the Advent season. This gospel leads into it nicely. The gospel comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 29 through 33. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And one of the things Jesus wants us to remember is that he's pointing us to nature. And as I was talking about the trees, it's, I think, sometimes easier for us to look around at nature. Even look at your own body. I mean, I look at myself now, and I saw pictures of me 10 years ago, and there's a difference. I'm not getting any younger. And I think as we look around us at the material things which surround us, we can get an idea of the fact that our lives, like the trees, like maybe businesses we have gone to through the years, things go away. Our life is going to, our life on earth is going to end in a similar way to the trees who lose their leaves and, you know, and so on and so forth. But they're going to come back again in the spring. And our hope is that when we depart this earth, we will live forever in heaven. But in order to do that, we need to make sure we are living in a way that would please the Lord. So he's kind of saying, look around, but don't get too focused on the temporary things of this world. Don't put your hopes in the things of this world. Put your hope in my word, in me, Jesus is saying. When we put our hope in him and listen to him and put him first and make sure to follow him, then we will have eternal life in heaven with him. That's the reminder he gives us today. And as we close out this week of Following the Truth, I want to thank you for listening. And again, remember, during Advent, every day, not on this show, not only on this show, we'll do it on this show, but in addition, my daily email reflections, we're going to walk through Advent together. Visit followingthetruth.com for more information. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week. God bless.